like that now. I like that, because that's going to lead right on in here. So you know God is here. Amen. So I'm just going to trust him to do what he does through me. Amen. So the title is, It is Finished. It is finished. What does that even mean? So we have John chapter 19 and verse 3. I'm just going to say dot, dot, dot. It is finished, because it don't matter what happened before the dots. It's finished now. Amen. So what does that even mean? I can tell you what it don't mean. Okay. It don't mean that it was a cry of a worn out life. You know, oh God, I'm glad this is over. Woo! You know how we do. Woo! I've been going through for a long time, and I'm glad it's over. No, that's not what he was saying when he said it was finished, because we just heard that the suffocation was coming, was happening in his process, right? But then he somehow yelled out. It says he cried out. It is finished. What does that look like? It is finished. I tell you what. That was a deliberate cry out. It was a declaration to the Father, acknowledging that I have done what you've called me to do. I have done every single thing. There's nothing that can be born. There's nothing that has been undone. I have done it all. Dot, dot, dot. What is your dot? What is your dot? Because it's been done. It's been covered by the blood. And I tell you what, it's a celebration when he said it's finished, because he's proud. He's making his Father proud. He says, I have come to do every single thing that you've called me to do. I have been through it all. I have been betrayed. I have been hurt. I've been talked about. I've been all these things, but it is finished. It don't even matter, because at the end of the day, God gets the glory. And so I want to read this text in John 17, 1 through 5, because it's going to bring it all home. And it reads, Jesus spoke these words. He lifted up his eyes to heaven, his Father, and he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. As you have given him, he's talking in third person, help somebody. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is the eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. He says, I have glorified you on the earth, and I have finished the work which you have given me to do. So what does that mean to you? That he has done it all for you. I got a couple of things here, and it's going to be easy. I tell you what, every sin was paid for. Everyone, before and since, even for our grandkids coming up, it's been paid for. So it's nothing that we can do. You know, sometimes we know better. We're a little bit hard on ourselves, and we don't want to come back to God with that. But he is saying, I've taken care of all of that. Because dot, 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 whatever your dot is, it's finished. So you can't get too low where he can't reach you. You just can't. I mean, he told David, David said, well, I'll make my bed in hell, you are with me. You can't get too low for God. Amen? So it is finished. That means the full and total price of redemption has been purchased at the cross. That cross, right? We sing many songs about the cross. Our redemption, because he went, because the mission was accomplished, because he did everything, and I mean everything that God had him to do, we are now redeemed if we believe that. We are redeemed. I mean, you know you. I know me. But it's because of the blood of Jesus Christ when he said it's finished. What happened? He says that because he did everything. You know how we have kids. We love them, but they don't do everything. They don't do everything we have for them to do. And we didn't do everything our parents had for us to do. But Jesus, the Savior of the world, the Redeemer of our lives, the Redeemer of our souls, the one who can give us eternal life, did everything. I mean, it was prophesied in Isaiah, all the things that he took on for us. And that's why we can cry out to him and say, in his name. See, when he went to the cross and he said it was finished, now that name that has been exalted above every name is the power of the name. And because of the blood that was shed, it's power in the blood. That's the only thing that can wash our sins away and make us whole again. The power in the name, in the blood. Amen. So we have power in the name that has been exalted above every name. And then we have the blood that is able to wash us clean and make us whole. Because guess what? It's finished. So there's nothing you can do, because whatever we do, like from this day forward, it is finished. So don't ever get yourself in a situation and let the enemy fool you into thinking that you've done too much, that you've gone too far, and God can't hear you, because that's a lie straight from the pit of hell. It is finished in the name of Jesus. And because of that, it says that that's the love of God. That's the love of God, that you can't get too far from him, because he sent the only one who could do it all. We've seen it before. We've read it before. We've had lambs, and we had rams, and we've had birds, and we had partridges, and we had all kind of things to cover up. But see, this blood right here, it washes. It's not a cover up. It washes. And then it'll make you get right. Okay? It ain't going to just leave you hanging. It'll make you get right if you want it. So what is your job as a believer? As I bring this to my probably fifth closing. What is your job and what is my job? My job is, and your job is, to put faith in that finished work that's on the cross. To believe that he is who he says he is. That he did what he said he did for you and for me. So it's not our work. You know how we do. When we're doing good, we feel like we can pray for anybody. You know, if I get up and pray a couple of times, I read my scripture. I'm ready now, God. Come on, bring them. But you know he don't do it like that. Soon as when you ain't done nothing, when you've neglected your word, when you've neglected your prayer time, because it's him. It's not our work. It's his work. And I tell you what, his work, the dot, 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 it is finished. His work, it saves us forever. That now we have eternal life with the Father. What is your dot? Because it's finished.